Well, good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to Coffee Talk with CA. I am your on-air personality on iHeartRadio here at beautiful Face Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Hope you guys are all doing well today. And so much going on, so much on our plate. I won't make this a very long version of Coffee Talk. It's probably going to be one of our shorter versions. How's everybody doing on a Saturday morning? I hope you're doing well. We are expecting snow here in Fort Worth. They say snow. It's been since 1988 since we have had snow. So we're waiting to see if that's going to happen. Sometimes our weather folks are right and sometimes they're not. We'll just have to see. But anyway, other than that, everybody else doing okay. Well, we've had so much going on, I'm not going to really go into the thicket of it. But we have an urgent prayer request of a family that I know. And I'm asking for you guys to come united. If you can, jot these down for me, okay? I got an urgent message request from my friend Penny, her and her husband Dale. Now, I've known Penny for well over 40-something years, almost 50 years. And 49 years, in fact. Almost 50. And we went, you know, you don't run into too many people you go to high school with, or elementary with, and work your way all the way up to junior high. I mean, a high school. Losing my mind today. But anyway, we need to pray for that dear family. LaVon is one you want to put on a special request. She got a call from LaVon, Penny did, and saying she was on her way to the hospital. They thought she was having a heart attack, but it wound up being something to do around the heart with fluid around the heart. So we need to pray for LaVon. Urgency, prayer partners. Pray for LaVon, please. Also, COVID, I got some COVID people we need to pray for. In addition to that, a domino effect, not only to, her brother-in-law's wife, and this is in Penny's family, Penny and Dale's family. We need to pray for Penny. She has COVID. And we need to pray for comfort for Dale, because Dale is quarantined trying to help her out best way he can, when he can. So we need to pray for those guys. In addition to that, we also need to pray for Penny's brother, Richie, who has COVID. And we also need to pray for her nephew, David Jr., who has autism, and he has COVID as well, too. So we definitely need to be praying, friends, for these dear friends of mine. The stuff is raging rampant. It's just totally out of control. We kind of figured it would be with the flu season, especially they can't seem to get enough vaccines in the arms, as we all have been hearing on the news. I will tell you, if you haven't already known, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but I did get registered. Yes, I did. I've had people ask me, did you get registered, CA? I sure did. And not only did I get registered, I got my parents registered. And what they do is they send you a text, then they email you, then they call you on an automated system. So just waiting in line like all other Americans to see if I get this vaccine. We got other vaccines in the making from what I'm understanding. But with this new variant, now don't hold me to this, supposedly from what I'm hearing, the Pfizer vaccine is supposed to be able to battle this variant. So, is the devil on the run? He surely and truly is. And he always has been, and it's just getting worse and worse. Also, putting all political things aside, this I will say, is we need to try to drop politics as best as we can. I've had pastor friends that I know all across America, and all they're doing is they're mentioning something, and somehow or another they mention something about a political thing, it lights and ignites people. And I've seen it, and I haven't even responded to some of these pastors that I know, not mentioning any names to anybody. But guys, we got to be careful. You know, one thing I always was taught, not to bring up politics, or goodness gracious. I got friends that are Republicans, I got friends that are Democrats, I got friends that are independents. I got people that just don't really care. They think it's all the same, like a blender. No matter what, like I've always said, this is God's world. And we need to enjoy it. we need to take care of our temple, our body, and take care of each other and love each other and be there and be prayer partners for other people. That's the way God would intend it. Now, there's going to be people like I've talked about. It's going to be a narrow road, as Scripture reminds us, that people that are going to get to heaven. But our job as ambassadors, that's right, our job as ambassadors is to lead others to Christ. Now, you don't instantly have to say, you know, you're going to lead them right then and right there. But it's like bird seed, throwing bird seeds out and feeding the birds, or throwing bread out to the ducks. Okay, let's even use that example. So basically, what you're doing is you're feeding a little bit of bread here and there to kind of touch lives. And acts of kindness, like I've talked about, and being there and saying, hey, I'm praying for you. Now, even if they're non-Christian, even if you throw the bread out a little bit, hey, I'm praying for you. Well, you know, you watch and see a change of heart. I've only had a couple of people back in the past. Oh, don't pray for them. No need to pray. Then they come up to me 2 weeks later. Will you pray for me? This situation? Sure. We can all use prayers. Pastors, ministers, everybody. Even people in general, we can all use prayers. Here's the thing about it, and I've talked about it before, is you can be driving on the road and God will still listen. You can call out your prayer to Him. You can talk to Him in your mind to your prayer. I would encourage you, if you're driving, to please open your eyes and talk to God, because He listens. He sure does. We got a loving, caring, forgiving God that does listen, and He loves the sinners. He sure does. And our job is, as ambassadors to Christ, is to show love to one another. And I think that's kind of part of the problem with America, because it's divided. You got, you know, people, I'm not going to bring it up, you got people this way and people that way. And you know what? I agree in freedom of speech, and I do agree in friendly protesting. But what happened with the Capitol was just uncalled for. You know, our tax dollars paying for that. These new threats again, it's sad. Breaks my heart. And while we should be focusing on trying to unite and trying to do the best that we can do and try to survive, I see people out on the streets that are starving to death. I see food lines of people with their kids that are trying to get food. I've had people call me, well, the $600 check that I've got is just not covering everything. I understand. $600 check isn't going to cover food, which groceries have gone up, if you've noticed. If you have not noticed, usually during the time of the year, the grocery stores usually start, because the cost, you know, gas prices are going to probably start rising again. Who knows? There's going to be a lot. And deep down inside, we all know that Satan is laughing about it in the background. However, God still reigns on the throne, and that's not going to change. This is His world. He put us here to enjoy life. And you know what? It ain't over, friends. God's going to have the last say-so. Can America get put back together? I sure hope so, and I hope it will be. But with the hands of the Almighty God, nothing is impossible for God. I don't care who the president is, who the vice president is, who Congress is in, who's in there with Congress, whatever their agendas are or whatever. You know, all I want to do is enjoy my life and survive like everybody else and enjoy my kids. And if you have grandkids, which I don't have any grandkids, but if you have grandkids, the next generation, and for churches eventually to step up to the plate. And it just bothered me so much, and I've got to just speak to it one more time for a while, and I'll try not to mention it again, is I really wish pastors would get a little bit more aggressive as far as don't stand behind the pulpit and say, and I know pastor friends around the world that, and I'm not picking on any of them, they talk about, well, it's the good, and it's okay to be the calm of the wind. But if you don't get, and I'm talking to all pastors, if you don't get on fire for God and tell the truth, tell what you studied on your PhDs or your ministry work and reach them, then, you know, you can't make somebody get saved. But you can think about this, pastor friends. You can throw the bread, a little bit of bread, breaking bread, like at a duck pond to feed the people that need it. They need Jesus. We all need Jesus. We need great revivals, whether you agree or disagree, after this COVID stuff done. Yes, pastors, I understand you're struggling and you're doing YouTubes and you're doing Facebooks and all this and that. I understand completely. I know it's hard, but just know that God's got you and that we're praying for you. And my podcast show and iHeartRadio team, ministry team, is praying for you too as well. And, you know, just hang tough. It's going to be a discouraging time for a while. I honestly believe, and I don't mean to be the devil's advocate, I honestly believe 2021 could be the year that we're still probably going to have to wear a mask most of the year, if not all of it. So, and yes, I do believe that this COVID's still going to be around, even after the vaccine. So we just got to keep praying and keep hoping. Now, kicking it off to the Children's Church directors, I used to be one. I know I've talked about it before. I don't understand, you can reach a child at the young age. Now, you can't make the parents' job to do it, to teach them about Jesus, but they also may look up to the Children's Church director. A lot of people like to be called children's pastors, and that's fine and all that. But really, it's always whether you like it or not, they're still called children's church directors to me, agree or disagree. It doesn't really bother me at all. Everybody has their opinions. One thing about it, let me give advice, because being a children's church director, okay, children's pastor, whatever you are out there in America, please show love and compassion to your kids. You know, there's a lot of parents out there that are down and discouraged. I know you're big into email and texting and stuff like that. A lot of you guys might be out there. But how about sending them a simple card? Hello, sending them a simple card. Hey, I'm thinking about you. You know, and you too, throw a little bit of bread out to the kids out there. If you're going to reach them to Christ, you've got to be the example. You've got to, and I encourage pastors, children's church directors, even the youth department out there, which I'm going to talk about here briefly too. If you... First off, need to take it, understand you may have meetings with your churches and stuff, you know, your pastors and team, which is good. But if you don't go to your prayer closet, I encourage pastors, go to your prayer closet. I know pastors that do go to prayer closet. Go to your prayer closets. Take it to the table to God. Children's church director and youth directors do the same thing as well. But if, back to children's church directors real quick, I was one, if you don't make any efforts and say, okay, well, we're going to, and because of COVID, yeah, I understand because of COVID, but you can also utilize other ways. So get creative. Pray about it. I used to get creative every day. In fact, I prayed even after church was over with. I prayed in continual prayer at the Baptist church I was at because I did it for 4 years for God's direction what to do. Just advice, just friendly advice. Take it or leave it. Love me or hate me. It's okay. I don't care. Doesn't bother me. Same with my pastor friends. Go to prayer closet, same thing. And love me or hate me on that, it's okay. Now, quickly on the youth department. My parents were youth directors. I did a lot with the youth over the years. I know times have changed. I know it's a favorite word that I use. But if you use your head and you go to a prayer closet at your house or wherever it may be, and it's okay, like I said, when your pastors or church team or whatever you have, depending on your denomination and how they do things, I encourage you, take time to pray. I would be in continual prayer for this youth. Let me tell you, a lot of falsified churches, some I know in the Metroplex that are falsified, some that are being built up that are trying to take the youth away. And I'm telling you, pastor friends, children's church directors, new youth pastors, whatever it may be that you are out there in the whole entire world, and old youth pastors, look, if we don't throw out the bread, if we don't get people on fire for God, we're going to have a problem. And that's the truth. And I'm just taking it to the table today on Coffee Talk. I've got a lot of connections with a lot of people, and I've been hearing a lot of things. And today on Coffee Talk, I wanted to bring it up because to me, it's very important. Yes, I do believe that it is the parents' responsibility to bring kids to church when they can. Even during COVID time or whatever it may be. Yes. Okay. However, y'all's job is to throw out bread somehow. Not just by, I understand emails. How about sending the old fashioned way? Think creative. Everybody. Think creative. Mail a card. Quit sending texts and stuff. Try something different. Use your noggin, as my grandfather would say. Use that noggin. That's what God gave us a brain for, right? And again, I'm not stepping on toes on Coffee Talk. I just wanted to talk about that. So what else can we talk about on Coffee Talk? Well, I mean, basically, whether you're Baptist, Nazarene, Presbyterian, non-denominational, whatever it may be in your religion, as long as it's Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church that does believe in God, and teaches the right way. And I encourage you, once the pandemic kind of, where, you know, you get vaccine and you go to churches and they have, you know, masks that are required that you have to wear in your social distance, just be careful of where you go, what you watch, and you know, and keep it between you and God. And again, pastors, if I can just give you the best advice and youth and all that, please don't post on social media, at least, and I'm not saying not to do things, but please don't ignite a fire with your congregation, because we're on very, very frigid ground. And if we don't get to a point to where we have some middle ground, I'm talking to everybody out there, it's going to be a civil war, sadly, and I don't want to see that happen. So I'm praying for everybody. So this is a shorter version today on Coffee Talk, but you are loved on a Saturday, and I will have Sunday morning praise up tomorrow morning. I love each and every one of you guys. I'm not trying to be a counselor. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. Also, guys, if you're down and discouraged, just know one thing. Know that God's got you. Please take it to a prayer closet. Very important, okay? And keep the faith. Well, let's pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I thank you, my friend Penny, that sent that urgent prayer request. I pray for LaVon, that you would touch her and heal her, and your mighty strength will take care of her. Also, Father, I want to think of my friend and her husband, Penny. Penny has COVID. We pray for healing, 100% healing. Also, Jesus, we want to pray for her brother, Richie, that you would touch and heal him. And we also want to pray for her nephew, David Jr., who has COVID, and he has autism. I pray for a touch for you. God, you know the whole situations. We pray the vaccines come out quickly and the immune systems will start kicking in. It's going to be a very crazy 3 months. We also think of our Congress, our Senate, presidents, vice president, father of the presidents elect. You know, this is your world and we give it all to you and we love you. We pray for peace. Pray people get united. And also encourage the pastors that are down right now and the children's church directors that are down and don't know what direction, and youth pastors. I just pray that you give them the guidance that they need. For we love you and we thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up on a shorter edition of Coffee Talk. I am CA, your Christian on-air personality. On the iHeartRadio Network, I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side. Prayer requests, instant message me. Like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio. Also, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. You are loved. Hang in there. Christ has you. Have a great Saturday. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.